Okay, we're on. Just a technical note, tomorrow davening is at 6, Shir's at 6:10, and we'll daven at 6:30. A very short daf, and then we'll have to see him right afterwards. So starting davening half an hour earlier, regular time is, daf is regular time. Says the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Tesim Abeis, Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikomen. We are not Maftir after the Pesach Afikomen. So we'll see in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, two pshat and what that means. But the pshat that that we all know is that you can't eat anything after the Afikomen. Can't eat anything after the Afikomen. There is a big discussion before we get into the nature of that din. There is a discussion in all the Haggadahs why this is the answer to the Chacham's Shaila. The Chacham says, Maha Edis Vachukim HaMishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elkeinu Eschem. What are all these eduyos? What are all these laws that that are to you? And we answer him ad afata amar lo ki ilchas haPesach ad or question is a girsav ad emaftir achar pesach abikomen. There's a question why that is said, why this halach is picked out of all the halachas to answer to the chacham, and what is the what's the pshat? So the Imre MS I saw and others also say it means that you have to tell him everything until emaftirin, until the end of Mesechta Pesachim. You have to tell them the entire Mesechta Pesachim. This is the second to last Mishnah. So this is what. So why does it pick the last Mishnah? Good kasha. But it says ad ein maftir nachar pesach avikomen. Right? It should say ad pickle vanoser betamas yadayim, which is the last Mishnah, which we could have later today. But either way, that's one pshat given. There is two other points I wanted to mention. Number one is based on, and this is Haggadah Kamotzi Shalal Rav, because another pshat from the one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Chevron Yeshiva, where he quotes. That's the halacha of not tasting anything, not putting anything else in your mouth after the afikomen. And he quotes a Ramchal that quotes the Gemara in Brachas, which says the chametz symbolizes the sar shebi'is of the Yetzahara, while the matzah symbolizes purity and tahara and no averis. And the chacham is asking a chacham who is ezahu chacham haroes hanolan, a chacham who wants to go look into the future, says, what am I supposed to? It's Pesach tonight. Fine, tonight I'm only eating matzah. There's no Sar Shabisa. But what am I going to do in the future? What am I going to do as soon as it's not going to be Pesach anymore? So what's going to happen with these mitzvahs? I'm not going to be able to do them properly the whole year. So we answer him, don't taste anything else. Keep this taste in your mouth with you. Keep it with you. Don't let it go away from you. And the not eating anything after the afikomen is a symbol, is a reflection of not eating anything afterwards and taking the message of matzah with us. That's what we mean by aim after the afikomen. The chacham says, how do I take it with me? You got to make sure to take the message with you. That is one a second answer. There are a lot more. I just wanted to mention one other thought for the Maharal Diskin. Maharal Diskin says when Esav comes back after capturing the animals and coming back to his father and saying, you know, Abba, I brought you animals, give me a bracha now. So the pasuk says, Esav achiv ba meet from the field. Vayecharad Yitzchak charada gadola ma'od. Yitzchak was very scared. Yitzchak starts screaming. Vayomer mi efo hu hatzad sayid. Vayaveli. Who was the one that brought me animals? And it came to me. Va'ochel mikol. And I ate from all. So that's the Maharal Diskin. What is that lashon? What do you mean I ate from all? Who brought me the tzayid? What's he emphasizing by I ate from all? So the Maharal Diskin quotes that the pasuk says earlier that Rivka told Yaakov, bring me from the tzon, kachli, kachna, lechna latzon, v'kachli bishab shnei gedaye ha'izin. Spoke about this in a drasha a couple years ago. The pasuk says that Rivka told Yaakov, bring me two goats. What's two goats? Rashi says it was Pesach. One was the Pesach, one was the Chagiga. Shnei gedaye itim. One is remez the Chagiga, one is remez the Pesach. So it was Pesach. It was Pesach, and that's what he says. V'titir samatamim es alechem. The Medrash says lechem is the matzo. V'yavi lo yayin v'yesh. Yayin is the dalat kosos. So it was Pesach night. So says the Maharal Diskin. That's what Yitzchak is emphasizing. V'ochle mikol, I ate everything already. I even ate the afikoman, I ate the Pesach. And I can't eat anything else, Esav. That's what Yitzchak is saying. Yitzchak is saying that, you know, you Esav's like, okay, you still have a little room for me to give me a bracha. Yitzchak is saying, I can't eat anymore. V'ochle mikol, I already ate everything. That's what he's answering. And then Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld adds on to this. The gematria of Bemirma is Afikomen, 287. So the gematria of Bemirma, he gave me Bemirma, Bechachma, meaning he gave me everything, including the Afikomen, so I wouldn't be able to eat anything afterwards in order not to be able to give you a bracha. So that's the pshat, that's the drash of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen related to the psukim by Yitzchak and Esav. So you got to remember that one for Parshas Toldos.
Okay.
Now, that is all on the first line. Eim aftir nachar pesach avikomen. Why we say that, and the message of that idea, and why we say that at the as the answer to the Ben HaChacham. There's also there's only one line Mishnah, but there are 15 line Rashi, Tosfos, Rashbams, because this is the line where Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos all say their shita again. This is the main makar of when is the Iker mitzvah of matzah. The Iker mitzvah of matzah, according to Rashi, according to the Rashbam here, is the last Achkizayis. The Afikomen is the Iker mitzvah, as we spoke about Shabbos Hagadol. If you look at the Rashi for a minute, look at the Rashi, on the third line in the Rashi, third line in that Dibur Maskel, V'zehi matzah v'tzua shanu ochlid b'achrona l'shem chovatz matzah osa shala achar achila. And the last Kizayis is the Iker mitzvah. We're half falling asleep there, but we have to make sure now we have kavana and we eat a kezayis. V'yalkarchenu anu mavarchen al achilas matzah barishona. We noted based on the Gemara earlier, we can't say al achilas matzah then. Why? We have to make al achilas matzah the first kezayis, even though that's not the Iker mitzvah matzah. Afal pi she'ein abal l'shem chova, even though it's not l'shem chova, like Rav Chisda said before. Rav Chisda said la'achas shemila kreisa chozer mavarich. Rav Chisda went his shita by if you use the same vegetable for maror and karpas. Rav Chisda said you have to make alachilas maror before you eat the karpas. Why? Because you can't eat so much of the vegetable and then make alachilas maror. It's inappropriate. So the Rashi, the Rashbam and Tosfos all use that same svara that the Gemara used by karpas and maror. They use that here for matzah and matzah, for the two stages of eating matzah. That is this. The Rashi and the Rashbam all do that here. Okay. Now we go to the Gemara. There's a lot more. If we have time at the end, we'll talk more about that. Remind ourselves about what we spoke about Shabbos Hagadol. But this is the locus classicus of the Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosfos. My Afikomen. What does that word Afikomen mean? Asked the Gemara. There's really a machlokes amoraim here. Amarav shelo ye'akum mechabura lachabura. According to Rav, this Mishnah has nothing to do with what we've just said. It does not mean that you can't eat after your Afikomen. All it means is if you eat in one place, you can't go and eat anything in another place. Because if you eat anything in another place, you might come to eat your Pesach there also, and that'll be a violation of eating your Pesach in two places. So that's what it means, afikuman, and the Rashbam explains, afikuman literally means take out afik, to take out mon, your food, don't take out your food in another place, after you eat your Pesach, because you might come to eat your Pesach there too, and that would be a violation of Beis Mekomos. So that's what Rav says this Mishnah is teaching me. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, what we've always thought. Kagon Urdulai Li, Vugozai Lalaba. No, we're talking about eating dessert. Urdulai Li, mushrooms for me. I eat mushrooms for dessert. Vugozai Lalaba, and Abba eats little chickens, little doves for dessert. So that's what you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to eat those after Afikomen, because that has to be your dessert. That's what the Pshat of the Mishnah is. That's what Shmuel says. Reb Chanina Bar Shela, Reb Yochanan, Kigon Tamar, Kloyus Vegozim. Dates, nuts, and other types of nuts. That's what it means. It also means dessert. The Rashbam here says that there is no difference in the Shita of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. They each just said what they like for dessert. Right? It's no difference between these Shitas. They're just both saying that the issue in the Mishnah is not eating after the matzah. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah, the Gemara brings a brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan. Ein maftir nachar pesach kigon tamarim kloyus vegozim. A brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan according to Tamar kloyus vegozim. If you read the Gemara, is somewhat unusual that we'll bring a riot to what Rabbi Yochanan, what La'afuki Shmuel. Like the brisa is that these are good desserts, but those aren't good desserts. Like what's the Tadi Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan for? What's also Tadi Kavasi to Shmuel? They're both the same shita. So this is why Rabbeinu David here argues with the Rashbam that and says that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are not the same shita. Shmuel says you can't eat meat, mushrooms, or meat afterwards, and Rabbi Yochanan goes one step further and says, not only could you not eat meat after the Afikomen, but you're also not even allowed to eat little tasty things, which you might have thought is not a violation, because it's just what it's not a achila. It's nuts and candies. You might have thought that's not a problem, eating after the Afikomen. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, even though, so it's really three shitas. It's Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Because if you don't say that, then the Rashbam is Sarachin. Why has the Gemara bring a riot to Tiny Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan? What, that's good dessert? So it must be, says the Rabbeinu David, that there are really three shitas in the Gemara. That's what Rabbeinu David here says. The ein zanachon she imkain hech amru tani kavasit Rabbi Yochanan im ein bedvarv shom Rabbi Yochanan shemach lokas lo hayizal tzarich lekach etc. And therefore he says umeata haribach lekusan barur she shmuah lo hayichoshe shel almine baser. Shmuah is only worried about meat. Rabbi Yochanan af tamarim kloyus veegozim. Even though it doesn't add, it's not considered an achila. Then he has a whole arichos, 2 pages, why that should be aser. It's not going to fill you up. A candy is not going to fill you up. So why can't you have some candies? So, because there's at this point, they're assuming you can't have a mais achila. So this isn't really such a mais achila. But at the end, he says, the point is the tam. If it's the tam, then any little thing might ruin the tam of the matzah. Again, the Rishonim already note, I don't think the question, the Rishonim already note that you're going to have 2 cups of wine after the matzah. So you're having something afterwards. So they say the 2 cups of wine are not really pogame in the taste of the matzah. But other than that, one is not supposed to eat anything. Maybe water, but that's it. Yeah.
Maybe the halacha of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is whether it's subjective. In other words, why does Shmuel say for me? Why does Shmuel want to be young adults?
Maybe Shmuel saying it's subjective. He would have eaten a different dessert. Why does he quote what he ate than what Rabbi? Maybe it's subjective versus objective. Okay, so maybe that's an idea that Shmuel says it's subjective. Did Rabbi Yochanan says it's an objective? Or one could say that is the machlokas is it focused on a real achila afterwards, or is it an issue of tam? The first opinion is that no, it's to be a real achila. Okay, tasting candies are not a real achila. Mashiach, if it's only a tam, then it would apply to any little thing. Okay. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Gemara continues. Ein maftir and achar hamatza afikomen. Shmuel quotes the statement of the Mishnah, not achar pesach, but achar hamatza. Tanan. But our Mishnah says ein maftir and achar pesach afikomen. Our Mishnah says after the pesach. So should we bedike from our Mishnah that the halacha only applies bizman hamikdash, that you're not allowed to eat after the pesach, but does not apply bizman hazeh after the matzah? So isn't that a kasha on Shmuel? The Gemara says, no, lomi boy kamar. The Mishnah is a not only version, right? Mainly, the Mishnah is not telling you the only halacha. Lomi boy, the reason why Shmuel is saying the not only. Lomi boy achara matzah. I'm sorry, the Mishnah is not only. Lomi boy achara matzah delo nafish tamayu. Not only. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell you the halacha matzah. Because it's pashut. Not only can you not eat after matzah. Matzah is something that does not remain, the taste does not remain so easily in your mouth. It's not so fatty. Matzah is in your mouth. So the Mishnah doesn't have to tell me that I cannot let you eat anything after matzah. But the chiddush is, avalachar ha-pesach, tundafish timing, velo matzah avurei, leslan ba. I would have thought after the car pesach, you're allowed to eat something. The taste is not going away. The taste stays there for a long time. So you might have thought that you're allowed to eat after the pesach. Kamash malan. Not only can you not eat after matzah, also you cannot eat after the carbon pesach. That's why the Mishnah says pesach, but it is lav dafka. Interesting, it quotes here how Pesach, the taste stays for a long time. The Gemara in Chulin, when talking, the Gemara talks about what has to wait, midz rabbanan, between eating milk, fleishiks and milchiks. We know the different hours, not for now, 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, whatever the shita is. There are different opinions of the Rishonim why that is. Is it because you're going to get food is stuck in your teeth, and meat is something that always gets stuck in your teeth? Is it because meat's taste stays for a long time? Right, because why isn't if it's just basav chalav, what about eating, drinking a cup of milk, and then having a meat half an hour later? That's mutter. Right, so why only in one direction? Because meat stays for a long time, like this Gemara says. Right, nafish taimei v'lamat yavuri, you can't get rid of it so easily. So you might have thought, whatever you eat afterwards is okay. Kamash malan, still, you're not allowed to eat. What is the reason for this? If we could come up with a reason why there is such a halacha of not eating anything after the afikomen. Okay, so the time stays. But why does the time stay? So we mentioned machshava hashkafa point, that the message of matzah should be taken, and pesach should be taken with you. But api halacha, what did the Rishonim say? So the Rashbam here says it's connected to the idea of eating the pesach al hasova, or eating the matzah al hasova. We know there's a special day that you have to eat it as you are becoming satiated, not after you're satiated, that's an achila gasa, but as you're becoming satiated, this matzah or pesach should make you full, ne'echal al hasova. So, if the halacha says to Rashbam, if the halacha says you're not allowed to eat anything afterwards, then that's going to work. If you're allowed to eat something after this, then you might eat it when you're not full yet. So that is why there's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat anything afterwards, so that you eat this exactly when you're full. There's another step to say, why do you have to eat this when you're full? So that is the Yerushalmi that's quoted in Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, and that is we know that by Pesach there's an Issur D'oraisa of Shviras Etzem, which we discussed at length in an earlier parak. Now let it break the bones of the current Pesach. So the Yerushalmi says that's why you have to eat it al asova. Because if you eat it right when you're starving, you might have to break the bones because we're rushing and gobbling up the food. If we're eating it when we're basically full already, we eat dessert much slower. It's just slower. So the satiated, correct. The carbon chagiga gets you somewhat satiated, but not totally. So we still want to take precautions to make sure we're almost there by the time we eat the Pesach. The kasha, though, that is asked on the Rashi and the Rashbam, which we're not going to answer now, we'll just ask the kasha. The Rashbam here says, and Rashi says it earlier, the Apevav, that the concept of Nechal Alasova applies to all karbanos. Nechal Asova is by the 10th wide line of the Rashbam, the feature dino leach of a sofa la sova, the chayt kol karbanos, kidach sivl mashcha, lugduluk, derech shamalach and ochlin. So all kings, this is how kings eat. They eat everything when they're full. So it's a halacha that applies to all karbanos. What do you mean? There's no halacha shviras etzem by all karbanos. If the reason is that you have to eat a la sova, is that Yerushalmi, that you have to be nechal la sova, so then it is somewhat difficult, because according to Rashi, the Rashbam, this halacha of nechal la sova applies to all karbanos. Okay, but all that is one reason, one time, about eating it, so I eat it when I'm full, maybe so I don't break the bones. There is another idea quoted by some of Farshim that I saw, and that is we do a lot of actions on the night of the Seder to reflect that we are b'nei chorin, to reflect that we are free, that we're not avadim anymore. We lean, we drink, we do other items. Even Rav Soloveitchik suggested that's even halach ma'anya, why we invite guests. Right? Kol dich v'nei yesev yechol. All the haggadahs ask, why are we inviting guests now? What's first of all, the guests our door is closed. We're not opening it until Shavuot Chavascha. Number two, we should have invited guests in shul or 2 weeks ago. What? It's like a fake. Kol dich v'nei yesev yechol. Who are we kidding? Nobody's walking into our house now. So the Rav explained that no, the point is that we're not really inviting guests, but we're doing something that only a Ben Chorin could do. Only a Ben Chorin can invite guests. An Evan can't invite guests. So that's the reflection. We're just saying this to reflect that we're B'nai Chorin. So I saw someone suggest that's maybe also the din of Nechal Al Asova, that you're not allowed to eat anything after the Matzah and the Pesach. Why? Because if somebody's an Evan, they're always worrying where their next meal is going to be. And if they see another dessert comes, they're going to take it, they're going to eat. A king of Ben Chorin, something else comes, I'm really full. Save it for tomorrow. I'm full. That's also an idea of a Ben Chorin. You say, okay, no, you eat with patience. You eat with not worrying about where your next meal is going to be. So maybe that's another idea of not tasting after the Afikom. Okay, name a Messiah. Let's continue. Let's say there's a proof to Shmuel who says the halacha is that you can't even eat not only after the Pesach, but also not after the Matzah. Says the Tosefta, Hasufganin v'hadufshanin v'iskaritin, all different types of wafers. Adam amali kreis omehen, a person could eat all of them the night of the Seder. Ubilvacha yochal kazayis matzah ba'achrona, as long as the last thing you eat is a kazayis matzah. So we're medayik from the Tosefta ba'achrona in Bereishon Olo. You have to eat it at the end. Isn't that a riot to Shmuel that you're not allowed to eat after matzah, just like you're not allowed to eat after Pesach? So Gemara said, no proof to Shmuel. Lo mi boy kamar. It could be the Tosefta means something else. Lo mi boi bari shonet zakha achilate avon. Not only are you allowed to eat matzah earlier, where you're eating it with a taiva, and as we had the Rashi at the beginning of the perek, that's a hidr mitzvah in the maisa achila matzah avo ba'achrona. But you might have thought that you're not allowed to eat matzah at the end of the meal. Why? Dilma asil meichal achila gasa. You might come to eat an achila gasa of the matzah, which we've said, if it's a real achila gasa, where you really cannot stuff another piece of food into your stomach, so then you're not even yotze. It's not called an achila. Emalo, so I might thought that you shouldn't eat it at the end, because you have this worry. Kamashvalan. That's why the Tosefta specifically says you can eat a ba'achrona. But it's not that you have to eat a ba'achrona. So the Tosefta is no riot to Shmuel. No proof to Shmuel. That's all one version of the Gemara. So now the Gemara has it the opposite way. Marzutra Masi Hachi. Marzutra has it the following way. Amr Rav Yosef Mar Yehuda Meshmuel Maftirin Achra Matzah Afikomen. The Shmuel says, no, you're allowed to eat after the matzah. You're not allowed to eat after the Pesach, but you're allowed to eat after the matzah. So name a Messiah Lay. Then we bring the Mishnah as a proof. Ein Maftirin Achra Pesach Afikomen. Achra Pesach Dolo Aval Achra Matzah Maftirin. Is our Mishnah a proof to Shmuel? So we say the same thing as before. But here, it is a rejection. It's a rejection in the opposite direction. Lo mi boy ka'amar. Lo mi boy achra matzah dolo nafesh taime. Not only could you not eat it after matzah, aval achra Pesach eim alo, kamash v'lo, but Pesach you might have felt you're allowed to eat afterwards, kamash v'lo, you can't even eat after the Pesach. But the Mishnah is not a raya to Shmuel. Meisve, and now we ask the Tosefta as a question, not as a raya. Hasufgarna v'adav shonav ois karita adam ala kresa mayhen. Ubavacha yochol kezayis matzah ba'achrona in barishona lo. Doesn't the Tosefta prove that you have to eat matzah at the end? Kasha on this Shmuel, on Shmuel number 2. Lo mi boi kamar, so we see again the Tosefta is not a kasha. Lo mi boi barishona tekachel teyavon, awa ba'achrona dasi lemechla, achila gasa emalo, kamash malon. So it's no kasha on Shmuel. Period. So we have two versions of Shmuel, and we showed how the Mishnah and the Tosefta are both not proofs and not kashas on each of the versions of Shmuel. Period. Two dots. Amar Rav. Matzah bizman hazed de oraisa umarar de rabana. As we said earlier, this is the reason that we don't eat just korech. This is why we have first matzah, and then marah, and then korech. We can't eat the matzah and the marah together, because then the marah in the korech, the marah, which is drabanan, is going to be mevatel the time of the matzah, which is the oraisa. That was why we said we can't just do korech. Or we said it's based on the fact that you want to do each one separately because of the chavivas hamitzvah of the oraisa. So the matzah bezvanah says oraisa and marah is drabanan. So now the Gemara asks, why is that? Umayshna marar dechseva matzahs marorim yochluhu. Why is it that marar is drabanan today? Because it says you have to eat the marar in conjunction with the Karban Pesach, and because we don't have the Karban Pesach today, it's drabanan. Bizman dika pesach yesh marar, ubizman dika pesach leka marar. So matzanami. So matzah also should be drabanan, because the pasuk also links matzah to the Pesach. Haksiv al matzahs marorim yochlu. Matzah is also linked to the Pesach. So what's the difference between matzah and marar? Why is matzah daraisa today and marar drabanan? Says the Gemara, because there's another pasuk. Matzah meheder hader bekra. There's another pasuk by matzah to include it even to oraisa as a separate independent mitzvah, separate from the Karban Pesach. Va'erev tochlu matzos. So that extra pasuk teaches me that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the night of the 15th, even if you don't have a Karban Pesach, and the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. This pasuk is also the makar for the Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava, we learn many halachas from the first night of Pesach to the first night of Sukkot. But Erev Tochlu Matzos, we have Gzeir Shava, Tesvav, Tesvav. So we have a lot of comparisons. That's why for this pasuk, the Gzeir Shava, you learn there's also a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, the first night of Sukkot. Right? Based on this Gzeir Shava of Tesvav, Tesvav, based on this Erev Tochlu Matzos. There is the little question that is asked by the Rishonim, and that is, if there's a chiyuv the first night of Pesach to eat matzah, and there's a chiyuv the first night of Sukkot to eat in the sukkah, why is it that we only make the bracha of alachilas matzah the first night, while we make the bracha of leishi basukkah every day of Sukkot, whenever we go in? If the chiyuv hamitzvah is only the first night, right? So the rest of Pesach, let's say we've said before that the Vilna Gaon says there's a kiyum to eat matzah the whole Pesach. There's a kiyum hamitzvah. There's no chiyuv hamitzvah. There's a kiyum hamitzvah. Okay, so Sukkot too. There's no chiyuv to eat the rest of the days. If I want to eat fruit for a week, I can eat fruit for a week. So why is there a bracha of leishei basukkah the whole week, and there's only a bracha? Why you focus on leishei and achila? Another question. Eating versus yeshiva. But anyway, the chiyuv is only the first night, so why is it that we only make a bracha on the first night of Pesach and the whole week of Sukkot? So the Baal Hamor says in Sukkah, it's quoted here in the Meiri and Ardaf and Psachim, Shebircha sukkah ina al ha'achila el al ha'ikuv. Vahare ha'shena michlal chovo sheba v'yefsher below shena. No, there's a chiyuv to live in the sukkah. So fine, you want to say, I'm going to eat fruit, so I'm not going to have to eat in the sukkah. But you know what? Sleeping also. You have to sleep in the sukkah. That's also a chiyuv. Okay, the Rama says, why we in Galas don't sleep in the sukkah anymore. It's cold, uncomfortable, our wives don't like it. Whatever the reason is, we don't sleep in the sukkah. But Iker Hadin, you have to basically live in the sukkah. Teishu kein taduru. So says the Meiri, it's impossible to go 3 days without sleeping. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shavuos, if you make an oath, I swear that I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, the oath is meaningless. It's like making an oath that I'm going to jump to the moon. It's meaningless, because a person has to sleep for 3 days. Maybe 2 days you can get away with it. Right? Doctors here have been on call, you know, residency, you push yourself to the limits, can't go 3 days without any sleep. It's impossible, says the Rambam, says the Gemara. So says the Meiri, if you can't go 3 days without sleep, so you're going to have to sleep during Sukkot, so you have to sleep in the Sukkah during Sukkot. Hashenis Keva, you have to sleep in the Sukkah. So the Nim says, I call Panim Chova. Matzah, you could go the whole Pesach without eating matzah after the first night. You could just eat fruit, you could just eat other things. So that's why you don't have to, is only the first night. Masha'iki, the Chiv of Sukkah is expanded. So that's why it's going to have to relate to the other days of Sukkot, and that is why there is a bracha of Leishev Basukkah. There is another idea quoted in the Binyan Siyan, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, writes in a tshuva in Chelik Beis Simon Samach Vav Mem Vav. He quotes this Baal Amar, and then he quotes another idea. He says, "Lulei Divrei Baal Amar Haya Efshar Gafkei Lachalik as follows." Debematza, the ikar of matzah. Again, this is a chiddush, but he says debematza hatzivui levad shlo lechal chametz. The ikar of matzah is not to eat chametz. That's the real nature of the mitzvah. It's the contrast to chametz. V'yemkin kishaocha matzah b'shar yimei pesach lo makayim mitzvah klal. You're not really doing a kiyum hamitzvah. Aval besukah hamitzvah einas shalilus elochi of leishiv basukah. The bechol zman shaocha basukah makayim hamitzvah. After when you eat, you're doing a mitzvah, you make a bracha. But she'enki in the mitzvah matzah is more of the contrast. It's more of the anti-chametz than the standing up for matzah. Again, that's a chiddush. It's to work out a lot of makoros for that. But that is what he says the difference is in the brachos. Okay, so now we're back to the Gemara. The Gemara has said that Rava holds matzah today is bizvan as is daraisa because of the extra pasuk of the erev tochlu matzos. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar echad echad derabanan. No, even matzah today is derabanan. Amazing sheet of Ravacha bar Yaakov. Matzah bizvan as is derabanan also. Elo haksib erev tochlu matzos. What does he do with the pasuk of that seems to say matzah is daraisa? Eat matzah tonight. He says ha he no. That pasuk. That pasuk is teaching me that a tame, somebody who's tame or far away, bizman hamigdash, who's not bringing the Pesach, he has this chiv to eat matzah, even though he does not bring the Pesach. The sakad of the chamina, because I might have thought, kiva de Pesach lo achli matzah umara nami lo necho, since he doesn't eat Pesach, so matzah umara also, maybe he doesn't have to eat, or he shouldn't eat, he has no chiv to eat, Bizman HaMikdash, Kamash Malon, so that's the chiddush of that pasuk. Nothing to do with Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, Matzah Zerabanan. That pasuk is teaching me, Bizman HaMikdash, that Matzah and Maror is Doraisa for those individuals who are not eating the Pesach. It's interesting, some of the Mepharshim note that a nafkamina between Rava and Ravacha Yaakov might be Maror, Bizman HaMikdash for those people. Because he includes Loachli Matzu Maror, Kamash Malon. So Be'er Tov Lamatzos only includes matzah, not maror. So that might be a difference between these two shittas. Okay, v'Rav Amar Lecha. So how does Rava know that those two individuals are mechuyav to eat matzah and maror, even though they're not eating the Pesach? So Tamei Shereb Adam Chokal Lo Tzarach Kras. Says Rava, they don't need a pasuk. Lo Gari Mi Arelu Ben Nechar. They're no worse than these other individuals who also don't participate in the Pesach. D'Tanya Kol Arelu Yochal Bo. And we had the drasha earlier. Bo inonechal, they can't eat the Pesach. Aval ochav matzah umarer. So they're no worse than them. So the idach and Ravacha bar Yaakov says back, no. Ksivai, it's rishi. No, you need. You're not allowed to. You wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. You would have to say it by Arel and Ben Nechar, and you'd have to say it by Tamei and Harid Yerach Rechoka. The Rashbam explains what the tzrichasa is, but you wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. Tanya kavasi de Rava. There's a brisa that supports Rava that matzah is the oraisa and mor is rabbanon today. Sheishes yomim tocha matzos ubayom mashvi aseres Hashem alakecha. Says the pasuk, 6 days you eat matzah, and on the seventh day it is an atzeres. So the seventh day is contrasted. 6 days you eat matzah, the seventh day you have atzeres. In other words, mashvi. So we say the seventh day is not about eating matzah. So mashvi rishus avsheishes yomim rishus, and we compare the seventh day and the first 6 days, just like the seventh day you have a rishus to eat matzah, there's no chiyuv. So to the first 6 days, how do you do that? What do you mean? It just says v'yom mashvi. So Gemara says my time up. Which methodological darshaning tool did you use? Have a davar shayi bechlal. Right, this is one of the things, one of the mitzvahs that we say in Rabbi Shmuel. You have something that was included in a general principle, v'yatsam in a klal amed, and then it goes out of the principle to teach me something unique about this specific exception. Lo lo lamed al atzbo yatsa. So we say that it's not just teaching me about this specific exception. Elo lo lamed al klal kulo yatsa. It's teaching me about the whole principle. In other words, there's a separate pasuk. The Rashbam quotes called Shivas Yamim Tocha Matzos. There's a pasuk that says you have to eat matzah for 7 days. And then we have this pasuk that's quoted in our Gemara that says, on the seventh day you don't have to eat matzah. Mashma, it's a davar hayotzi min haklal. So we have a tool, one of the yugim omidos, that whenever you have a yotzi min haklal, it's not just teaching me about it itself, it's teaching me about the whole klal. So just like today is only a rishus, so too really is always only a rishus to eat matzah. Yochal aflai laharishon rishus. I might think even the first night is a rishus. Tamalomar, matzah zmarom yochlu. No, you have to eat matzah with the Pesach. That's only bismana mikdash with the Pesach. How do you know even afterwards? Tamelomar ba'erev tochlu matzos hakasav kavo chova. So you see the makar for the rest of Pesach being a rishus and the first night of Pesach being a chiyuv d'oraisa, similar to proving what Rava said. This brisa proves what Rava said, that matzah bisman hazeh is d'oraisa, and that is what we pasken. We pasken the night of the Seder, we do two mitzvahs d'oraisa bisman hazeh, matzah and sibris yis mitzrayim. And we do two mitzvahs d'rabanan, maror and dalakosos. Everything else is related. Haseba, karpas, minhagim. Obviously, there are other mitzvahs that we're doing, but those are the four main mitzvahs halayla. And benching, I mean, unique to Pesach. We're doing benching, we're doing Hallel, we're doing others, but those are the mitzvahs halayla. Afikomen is matzah. Afikomen is matzah. That's the it's Pesach, but I'm saying the mitzvah matzah is d'oraisa. The question is, we had a machlokas. What's the ikar mitzvah matzah? Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos all say the afikomen is the ikar mitzvah matzah. The Rosh says the first of the kazayis is the ikar. Okay, next mishnah. Second to last mishnah. Maseches Pesachim. Yashnu miksason yochelu. Let's say in the middle of the meal, as we will see, the Rashbam explains, and this is proven from the Gemara, not if they fall asleep in the middle of the meal. If they fall asleep in the middle of eating afikomen. Yashnu miksason yochelu. If only a few of them fell asleep, yochelu, when the other guys wake up, they can continue eating the afikomen. It's not called the Hesach Hadas. The Rashbam here says the issue is it considered eating your Pesach in two places? So says the Rashbam, as long as some of the people stayed awake, it's okay, they kept the kvius, and it's not considered eating the Pesach in two places, and this also applies to matzah, says the Rashbam. Kulan, but if they all fell asleep, lo yochelu, then they cannot, because it's considered like they moved places, everybody fell asleep, and they cannot keep eating the matzah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nisnamnu, turning the page, nisnamnu yochelu, Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if only a few of them fell asleep, when could they keep eating? Only if they dozed. If they dozed, so then they could keep eating the afikomen. Nir demu lo yochelu, but if they mamish had a fell into a gezunta sleep, and then they wake up, even if the other people are still awake, they cannot keep eating the afikomen. This is how Rav Rishonim interpret the Mishnah. There is, though, a problem. And this is what the Ramah writes. The Ramah writes in Taf, Ayin Chetz, when this halacha is quoted, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, and the Ramah writes, V'kol ze'enu ela sheyashnu lachar eschilu lechal afikomen. Because the afikomen is a zecher to the Pesach, and the issue is eating it bebeis makomos. That's why the issue is eating it in between the afikomen. Aval she'ena kodem lazelo avihefzeh. If you fall asleep during the meal, then no problem, says the Ramah. That's not what the Mishnah is discussing. The problem is that if you look at the Rambam, which is quoted verbatim in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam just quotes, if you fall asleep during the Seuda. Rambam doesn't quote this issue of afikomen. The Rambam says, "Mishi yashin betoch asu'uda, the heketz eino chozer lechol." Doesn't eat. Answer of Sternbach, what's the Rambam talking about? All the Rishonim say otherwise. So this was one of the rayas that Rav Sternbach brought, that according to the Rambam, every morsel of matzah that you eat on Pesach night is part of the mitzvah of matzah. Even though the minimum is a kezias, but once you are, this is the idea we developed then. If you expand a mitzvah and do it in a maximal way, then everything becomes part of the mitzvah of achilas matzah min d'oraisa. This is what we said by Shofar, right? If Shofar, even though you only have to blow a certain number of kolos, once chazal, once we were marchiv the mitzvah, it all becomes part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. This is what we said for the Shita of the Ramban by Kriyashma. The Ramban says only the first pasuk of Kriyashma is d'oraisa. But once Chazal enacted to say more than that, then the whole Kriya Shema becomes a Kiyum Mitzvah D'oraisa. So the Rav Sternbach says that's the Pshat of the Rambam. Because if everything is part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Matzah, so wherever you have, if you sleep in the middle of the Suda, you broke it. The issue of the Mishnah isn't about eating it Beveiz Makomos. It's about the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So then, if you have a sleeping break, no matter where, we'll have dafka in the middle of the afikomen, but anywhere in the Suda. This is what Rav Sternbach says, if you want to look it up, in Beis, in Gimel, Reishon, and Beis, in Moadim Uzmanim. Chil Gimel, Sim, and Reishon, and Beis, this is where he develops many rayas that the Rambam hold that everything you eat on the night of the Seder is, every matzah that you eat on the night of the Seder is part of the mitzvah. Okay, last line of the Mishnah. Ha-pigo va-ha-pesach achachatzos metameis yadayim. Pesach after Chatzos becomes Nosar, as we'll talk about in the Gemara. That's Betama Yisiyadayim. We mentioned this a little bit earlier in the Masechta, and that is their Chazal, where goes their Tumah, Midirabbanon, on Nosar. And we'll see why again in the Gemara. Really, Nosar is, you have a chiv to burn Nosar. Nosar is a carbon that was left over after its time. There's a mitzvah to burn it. It's not Tamei, Midaraisa, Midarabanan, Chazal, where goes your Tuma, so the Kohanim aren't lazy. So they make sure to take care of their Nosar. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. When does it become Noser? But that, the passage of the Mishnah is, it becomes Noser at Chatzos. That's what it seems like from the Mishnah. And also, ha-pigol, v'ha-noser, b'tam v'nasei-daim. Pigol and Noser are also tamim v'drabanan. Pigol, if a Kohen thinks during the Avoda that he's going to eat or sprinkle the dam after the time, that's pigol, and that's a chiv kares if you eat pigol, so we also want to prevent that. So pigol is betame es hayadayim as well. If we're metame pigol, Kohanim will not do it. We mentioned Tosis earlier in the Masechta, but this came up, pointed out that what? They're ready to be mazik other people's animals. They'll make it pigol. But they just, they're scared of tumah. Once we go to Tumah, it's get of Tumah. Sometimes people have their values, the hierarchy of values messed up. That's where Tosas quoted the story in Yuma, where the father comes in and his son is dying on the floor. He was just stabbed in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash. And instead of worrying about his son, he says, take out the sword, so he's not Metame the Azara. So Tosas quoted that story, but that's this halacha. Now, we'll be Metame the Pigle, because that'll prevent people from being Mazik their friend. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says only if they dozed can they keep eating, not if they really slept. Hey, they're in Nisnamni. What does it mean, dozed? Amar Vashi, nim velo nim tir velo tir. It means a little schluff, nothing serious. Kigon de karile va'ani velo yada alure svara. Sometimes if we're in that state of sleep where somebody's talking to you, you can't really think straight and answer them back like with a real svara. You can like talk, but you can't really, like the 2 o'clock in the morning, baby starts crying, you don't really know what you're saying. And you like talking, but you don't really know what you're saying. That's what dozing means. That you can verbalize, but you can't really express yourself properly. That's what it means. If somebody suggests an answer to the question that you're being asked, you'll say, yeah. Like it's already, okay, where's the bottle? And you'll say, no. And then they'll say, the refrigerator. Oh, you'll say, the fridge. Right? If somebody suggests it, then you'll agree. It's that level of consciousness. Rem, whatever it's called. Abaye havi yasam kami de rabba. Abaye was once taken for the rabba. Chazal called him name. So rabba was taken a little sluffy. Amalei made him kanai mar. Are you sleeping? What's going on here? Amalei minu become a name. No, I'm just dozing a little bit. But it's not. And the Mishnah says, nisamnu yochelu, nirdum lo yochelu. Wow, so he could probably do more in his nimnum than we could do in our nirdum, tardema. But anyway, that's rabba. So the Mishnah says, a Pesach after Chatzos becomes Tamei, becomes Noser. Alma, says the Gemara what Marcel just said, Me Chatzos Havile Noser. It sounds like from our Mishnah that from Chatzos it's already Noser. The time of Pesach ends at Chatzos. Mantana, hey, says the Gemara, this is a major machlokas Tanaim. Who is this Mishnah seeming to go according to? Amr of Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who is going according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Titania, Rav Elazar ben Azariah is the one that says, Pesach is only until Chatzos. As the Brisa says, we had this all the way in Mesechus Brachas. Daftes. V'yoch was a basa b'la hazeh. You have to eat the Pesach that night. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Nemar kan b'layla hazeh. V'nemar lahalon. It says zeh by Pesach. And it says later on, v'yavarti b'eres b'layla hazeh. That Hashem went around Mitzrayim on this night, zeh zeh, gzeh reshava, by Makas Bechoros. Ma lahalon ar Chatzos, avkan ar Chatzos. So just like Makas Bechoros was at Chatzos, so too Pesach must be eaten until Chatzos. That is the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Omol Rabbi Akiva, v'alo ne'amar chipazon. It says you could eat the Pesach b'chipazon in haste, achas chipazon. So it says Rabbi Akiva, that means until the time that they had to act in haste, which was the morning. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have until the morning. So im kain matam alome balayla. So what does it mean balayla? What is that telling me? So yochli nechal b'kachin bayom. Says Rabbi Akiva, no. The chiddush of that is I might have thought that this Pesach really could be eaten the following day also. Like most shlamims. Most shlamims could be eaten day, night, day. So here, maybe you could eat it by the next day also. So tamalomer balayla, that's what it means. It says balayla, balayla hu nechal nechal bayom. That's why it says balayla according to Rabbi Akiva. Not to exclude the rest of the night, but just to exclude the next day. So it's a machloka between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Our Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Mishnah did not even mention Rabbi. It's a stop Mishnah, which is Sarachi, and that's what Gemara is asking. whereas really bothered by that.
Why wasn't it
psak? Because there are other stam masnisins. We'll talk about that in a minute. Rabbi Akiva, hi hazeh my avilei. So, fine, Rabbi Akiva explained the word balayla. What does he do with the word hazeh, which seemed to parallel to makas b'choros? So, mi balayla, no, limu'ute layla acher hu da'asa. No, Rabbi Akiva needs the hazeh to exclude the following night also, the second night of Pesach. Sakadai the chamina, I might have thought, since a Pesach is an example of Kachem Kalim, the lower level karbanos, mashlamim ne'echal l'sheyam v'layla echad, af Pesach okim leilos b'makam yam v'ne'echal l'sheyam v'layla echad v'yom echad, a shlamim could be eaten for day, night, day. Let's say I shuffle shlamim on Tuesday afternoon. So I could eat a shlamim for Tuesday night, and Wednesday until Shkia. That's a shlamim could always be eaten for day, night, day, except for a carbon tota. But day, night, day. So the havamina, says Rabbi Akiva, is you could eat the Pesach for night, day, night. Because the time for eating this Pesach starts at night, different than other karbanos. So maybe it's parallel, three periods, night, day, night. Just like a shlamim has day, night, day, I would have thought you have night, day, night. So that's what the Zeh is excluding the following night. That's why the Pesach says hazeh. But he already excluded, Menachem asked, he already excluded the following day. Now he needs to exclude the following night? So unbelievable, says the Rashbam, 2 days. But the Rashbam says, you might have thought the Havamina is unbelievable Havamina. You might have thought you're allowed to eat the Pesach tonight, not during the next day, and the following night. You're allowed to eat it tonight and the next night, but just not during the day. That's the look at the Rashbam, fifth wide line. Af Pesach Nami, ho veinu nechal ela balayla, nukim shnei leilos b'makam shnei yamim shlo shlamim, v'yei nechal l'shnei leilos, v'yom echad lo sheyochlenu b'yom, elo sheyishos zmash leipasu b'achila. The time will just be a limbo stage, but not that you'll be able to eat it then. That's the Havamina. Kamash Balan. Then he quotes his own peers, v'li nireh, that he thinks that it's even you might be able to eat it during the day, if to work out, but he just excluded it. But that is 2 days in the Rashbam, what this Havamina was. Continuing, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah amalacha. How does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah know to exclude the following night? Milos asirad bokenapka. No, because it says you can't leave it over till the morning. The morning is the morning. So obviously, the next night is excluded. For Rabbi Kiva amalacha, no. Ilokad rechmana hazeh havamina my boker sheni. I might have thought that morning means the second morning, like you find in other in other contexts where boker means the next morning. For Rabbi Elazar amalacha, no. Rabbi Elazar says back called hecha tekasa boker. Boker Rishonu. No, Boker means the first morning. So, end of Machlokes. This is the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. When must you eat the Pesach / Matzah by? Amar Rava. Acha Matzah bezman hazeh achar chatzos Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo yasi dechavaso. Rava says, Rava is the one that says that the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva is not only by Pesach, but also by Matzah bezman hazeh. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to eat the Matzah until chatzos. Pshita. Okay, it's obvious. Kiva the Ishkish the Pesach, a Pesach dummy. Obviously, Pesach, Matzah is a Zecher to the Pesach, so they're parallel. So, Ma'od, the Tema Ha'afke Krami Hakesha. No, I might have thought that once you have the extra Pesach that we had earlier on the Daf, but Erev Tochlo Matzos, that separates the Matzah from the Pesach, and therefore it might have its own rules. Kamash Valan. That's why the Rav has to tell me, Dechia Hadre Kra, Lubusa Kamaisa Hadre. No, that's why when the Pesach comes to re-include the mitzvah of matzah, it's going back to be included in its comparison to Pesach. So again, originally it was included, then it was excluded because my matzah, I didn't say it properly before, the exclusion was my matzah rishus, on the seventh day, so to the first 6 days. Once it comes back to be included by the Erev Tochlo Matzos, that's coming to be included in the comparison to the mitzvah of Pesach. Period. Okay, there is a major, just one more minute and then we'll continue tomorrow. There is a major discussion, who do we paskin like? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or Rabbi Akiva? So that is a major machlokas rishonim. The Rambam seems to paskin like Rabbi Akiva, toast meaning up until the whole night you have, me'ikar hadin. The Tosfos here quotes some that paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only until chatzos. The Rush says it's a sveika d'dina. The Rush says we don't know who to paskin like. There are some Mishnahs that prove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There are some Mishnahs that prove like Rabbi Akiva. Or the first Mishnah in Brachas, right? It says you have to eat it until Chatzos. V'chol anechal on the Yom Echad. So the Gemara there, that's why this came up in Brachas. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to try to eat it until Chatzos. That's why we're makpid to eat the Pesach to try to finish the Matzah by Chatzos. The Ramah even adds to finish Halal by Chatzos. That most people aren't makpid on unless you have time. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning of Siman Tov Ayin Zayin. But this is a real suffix. The question is, what if you're running late? What if you're running late and, you know, let's say somebody got a Hatzalah call and they come back 10 minutes before Chatzos. So what do they do? Are they allowed to eat it after Chatzos? So says the Dogel Meravava, skip. It's the easiest way to catch up. Skip. Says the Dogel Meravava on this Siman at the beginning of Tov Ayin Zayin. If you come back, you have 10 minutes to Chatzos, skip the Haggadah. Matzah, Mara, Afikomen, boom, finished. Say the Haggadah after Chatzos. That's what the Dogel Meravava says to do. Says the Emek Bracha, another Machronim. What do you mean? Matzah is Tlachab Sha'onel of Dvarim Harbe. You have to say the Haggadah in conjunction with the Matzah. So how can you just skip? So you can't skip. So they don't like that suggestion. So that is why what's made famous was the suggestion of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, the famous suggestion, and Beis Hashem, we will start with it tomorrow. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll start with it tomorrow. Tomorrow, Shir is at 6:10. Shir's at 6:10, Shacharis is at 6:30. Shacharis at 6:30 tomorrow. Because as you see, we Beis Hashem only have about 15 lines left to the Masechta, and 6:30 is the Shacharis, and right afterwards followed by the Siyam. Okay, Beis Hashem, and then Beis Hashem on Friday, we start Meseches Shkolim. Get your Shkolim tomorrow, or today, so that we're all ready for it on Friday. Okay, today, sorry? We only have, okay, so we'll wait for somebody to come in a minute. But, okay, the issue is Zeichon Nishmas, Yisrael Esav Ben Sion Ben Yaakov.